know, I've been ministering in the book of Revelation. Amen. And, you know, and I always like to do a little introduction here. You know, we spoke about the first three chapters. Amen. The first one where John is, you know, is taken up, or, well, the throne is presented, Jesus is presented. We spoke about the seven churches, amen? Hallelujah, hallelujah. We spoke about John being taken up to heaven, amen?
Yes.
And today I want to concentrate on chapter 5. And chapter 5 speaks about events taking place at the throne. So focus your mind that this is taking place at the throne of God, amen? And, you know, we're studying this book of Revelation, right? Because the Word of God says that we should not be ignorant, that we should know things that are going to come to pass. Amen?
Amen?
At the same time, it tells us that we do not have to fear. Amen?
Amen?
Because, like the pastor said, God is in control. Amen? God is in control, like Brother Mark said. God is in control, amen? And we are the redeemed, amen? But we have to know what's going on, and so that we can prepare our children, our grandchildren. We can speak to them with knowledge and not in ignorance, amen? So we're going to go to chapter 5, and we're going to go to verses 1 through 3. Amen.
Amen.
In verse 1 reads like this: And I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne. Are you there? Are you there?
Amen.
In Revelation chapter 5, verse 1. Amen. And I saw the right hand of him who sat on the throne, a scroll written inside and on the back, on the outside, sealed with seven seals. Then I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and loose its seals?" And no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look at it. Amen?
Amen?
Thank you, Lord, for your word. Now, picture the scene. We're at the throne room of God. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And what does John sees? He sees in the right hand of God, there is a scroll. What is a scroll? Today, we would say a book. But in ancient times, things were written on papyrus, a material, and books were written on papyrus, and it was rolled up and tied with a ribbon, and sometimes they were sealed, okay? So he sees the hand of God with this scroll, amen? Amen?
Amen.
And the thing about it is, It was very unusual. Why was the scroll unusual? Because it contained writing on the inside and the outside. See, that wasn't common. You would write and you would roll it up and you would seal it and you would tie ribbons or whatever, and then it would be given to whom it was intended. Amen?
Amen.
So, It's usually, scrolls are usually fastened with seals. This one had seven seals. Not one, but seven. Usually they would seal it, they would wrap it up, put a seal on it. Why? It was to guarantee. What do you do today? You seal an envelope, right? You seal the envelope, okay? Because you wanted to get to the person for whom it is intended. Well, that was the purpose of the seals. So that if a seal was broken, they would know that it had been opened. But seven seals whoever was not intended or had authority to open it was not supposed to open that scroll. Okay, if the person for whom it was intended received the scroll and the seal was open, what would they know? They would know that someone else opened the scroll. Someone else read their letter. If you received a letter and it was open, you would say, who did this? Who read this letter? It was intended for me. So seven seals implies it was not to be opened by just anyone. Amen?
Very good.
Okay. Now, it also, seven seals was also like a warning. You know, it's not just one seal. You have to open seven seals. So it's like a warning. This is not intended for you. Be careful what you're doing. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. So we see that it says in the word that he saw an angel, right?
Yes.
A strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice. There are reasons for these adjectives, strong, loud. It meant an angel with authority. Amen?
Amen.
It meant an angel. What did the angel say? The angel said, who is worthy, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that with the loud voice? The angel is a strong angel. He's shouting, who is worthy? It was actually a challenge. A challenge. Who is worthy? Amen. Who is worthy to open this scroll? Amen. And what does it say? And no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look at it. Amen. No one was able. What we come to understand is that this scroll was going to pronounce, and we find out later that that's true, the judgments of God. On sin and on wickedness. Amen. And you know what? There was not a sinless person that could open the scroll. Because we're sinners saved by grace. We have sinned.
Yeah,
the whole of humanity has sinned. So how can you pronounce judgment on anyone?
Amen.
How can I pronounce judgment on anyone?
Yeah.
We've been there. We have sinned. And that's the point of this. There was no one that could open the scroll. Amen? There was... So here's verse 4, it says, I wept much because no one was found worthy to open and read the scroll or to look at it. No one was found worthy. John begins to weep. He recognizes no one is worthy. We have to recognize, but for Christ, but for the sacrifice of our God.
Amen. Amen.
We would not be worthy.
That's right.
He is the only one. He made us worthy because you know what? We've all blown it. We've all committed sins. Amen. But his sacrifice washed us clean.
Amen.
And we are no longer those persons. Amen.
That's it.
We've been washed by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. So here you see John weeping away because he recognizes that no one is worthy. But what happens? But one of the elders said to me, do not weep. Amen. Do not weep. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What amazes me is that it's not one of the angels, but it's one of the elders. You remember that there are 24 elders around the throne of God, right?
Right.
And we said that they represent the redeemed. Amen. Whether it was the 12 apostles and representatives of the 12 tribes of Judah, they represent the redeemed. Amen. And they say to him, do not weep, because they know. They know. They know. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this is what they say. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed.
Hallelujah.
To open the scroll.
Hallelujah.
And to loose.
Hallelujah.
Its seven seals.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
You know, these are events and that is going to take place in it's going to take place in the future, right? This is going to talk about events that will take place in the future. Now remember that this is all symbolic, right? This is all symbolic. This is how God is showing John that only one is going to be able to open the seals and what is going to take place in the future, right?
Right.
He pictured it in a way that John would understand.
Right.
Hallelujah. And he says, okay, so behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its seven seals.
Yes.
Amen? So look at this. Look at this. The Lion of the tribe of Judah. Who is that a messianic title for? It's Jesus, right? The Lion of the tribe of Judah. Amen. And then, and when he says the Lion of the tribe of Judah, he shows that he is coming from this royal tribe. Amen. A very fierce tribe. Whoever is worthy, this is the person that's coming from this tribe. Amen. He also says he's the Root of David. Amen. The Root of David. So, who's David? King David. It's telling you right then and there that he physically descends from David. And who did physically descend from David?
Jesus
our Lord. Amen. And it shows, and who was David? David was a king, right? So it's showing you that Jesus comes from royalty.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He's connecting him to King David, and he's connecting him to royalty. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. And you can find, you know, scriptures, Genesis 49, Genesis 49, 9 through 10. 2 Samuel 7, 12 to 16, Isaiah 11, 10, and Revelation 22, 16. Amen. Hallelujah. So he's letting John know who is worthy. And what is that? What does the word say to us? That although Jesus became man, he was what? He was sinless. He was sinless. He had no sin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And what about that? That God is handing Jesus or the Lamb this scroll. It means that he has authority to pronounce judgment. Do you remember the word of God says all judgment is given to the Son?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So only he could open this scroll. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. And the word says in verse 6, I looked, and behold, in the midst of the throne, and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, as though it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. Amen.
Amen.
So here's what, remember before the elders said, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. And yet, what does John see? He sees a lamb. He doesn't see a lion. He sees a lamb. Because, let me just say, so he says the lamb was slain, but it was standing up. It stood up, amen? So we know that the lamb has been, the word the lamb, or the picture of the lamb, has been used to represent Christ, right?
Yes.
Didn't John the Baptist say, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Yes.
Amen?
Why? Because a lamb was used for sacrifice. The lamb was a sacrificial animal. Jesus is not a lamb. When you get to heaven, you're not going to see, we're not going to see Jesus in the form of a lamb. This again is symbolic. A lamb was used to sacrifice unto God. People would bring lambs and all other creatures. Amen?
Amen.
But it shows you, it says, the word says, looks as if he was slain. Right? That's what it says here. Look.
Yes.
It says, it stood a lamb. Stood, so he's standing up as though it had been slain.
Mm-hmm.
What does that depict? Christ, who paid the sacrifice, who went to the cross for you and me, who paid for our sins. He was slain. Amen?
Amen.
And yet, it also shows and demonstrates the gentleness of God.
Amen.
Because he's a lamb.
Amen.
The gentleness of God. The sympathy of God. Amen? First waves. And yet at the same time, he's powerful. Why? Here's a lamb that was slain and he's alive.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He had marks of being slain and yet he stood up. He was the sacrificial lamb. That is Christ. And what did Christ do? He rose again. Hallelujah. He didn't stay dead. He rose again. Hallelujah. He's not only powerful, but he also is representative, or he represents humility, gentleness, and sacrifice. That is the Lord we serve. Amen?
Amen.
And then he had seven horns. When you go to scripture, what horns represent dominion, right? Dominion means you rule. He represents dominion in all areas. He is God, right? He's God the Son. He rules and he reigns. Hallelujah. And he has seven eyes. Amen? It tells you the seven eyes, right? It says to you, seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent unto all the earth, right?
Yes.
It's omniscient. It just means all-knowing. Isn't our God all-knowing?
Yes.
The eyes of God roams to and fro the earth, seeking whom he shall send, looking for whom will do his will. It's omniscient. God is omniscient. God is all-knowing. Hey, folks, there is nothing that we can do that God doesn't know about.
Right.
And we have to think about that many a times, because we can have situations presented to us. And we have to realize that God is in the midst. God said, I will never leave you or forsake you. And yet we forget that he's standing right there with you, observing all-knowing. Our God is all-knowing. You know how many times I get before the Lord and I say, oh my God, I'm sorry, Lord, I blew it. I'm sorry, Lord. And the good thing is that he's so faithful and he's so just that he forgives me.
Amen.
And he forgives you.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to come to him. But he is all knowing. This is what is represented. Amen?
Amen.
So he is the one that can open this scroll. Amen. And because he is the one that can open the scroll, it represents his right to judge, his dominion. Amen. And upon opening this scroll, it's going to put into event. Until the coming of the Lord, the second coming of the Lord. Amen. We're not talking about the rapture. We're talking about the second coming. Amen. So this scroll is going to put things into motion. Now it says, then he came and took the scroll out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. Amen. Now when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls of incense, full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints, and they sang a new song. Amen. Could you?
Hallelujah.
Amen. God the Father is handing God the Son the scroll.
Yes.
Acknowledging, this is my Son, in whom I'm well pleased. This is my Son. This is my Son who has the right to receive this scroll, who has the right to open the seals. Amen. And what do they say? What do they sing? They sing, right? They say a new song saying, you are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation. Out of every tribe and people and nation. What are we? What are we to do about prejudice? What are we to do about hating other people? What are those people that hate us? You know, there's judgment coming. It says that out of every tongue, every tribe, every tongue, every people, every nation. It doesn't say out of every church, it's out of every nation, out of every tribe. There are people all over this world, amen? They're going to go up with us in the resurrection,
amen.
In the rapture. Amen. We have to be kind. We have to, not everybody's going to like you. And you know what? That's okay. That's okay. But the Lord is with us. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord is with you. And we have to operate that way. Amen.
Amen.
And it's,
Amen.
And you know, we have to, I don't know about you, but I just let it go. I'm of the opinion you don't have to like me. I'm not going to hate you. I'm not going to interact with you, but I'm not going to hate you. The Lord loves us, amen? The Lord died for us. There's come a day when we're going to be up there with him, and we're going to see people that we didn't even like. Because they have been redeemed, amen? Because they, at some point in their lives, confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Amen?
Amen?
So don't be harsh to everybody. Don't be harsh to everybody. Be careful. So, you see these verses? These verses, what they represent or what they stress is the authority that is demonstrated. Amen? As he came in the midst to receive the scroll of the Father's hand, which I got ahead of myself, right? Represents his authority, his Father acknowledging him. Mm-hmm. Amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it represents the fact that was his sin, like I said before, that he was sinless. Only Christ has the right to judge. The Father has given judgment to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We said he paid the ultimate price. Amen. He was sacrificed for you and me. Hallelujah. And by his blood, we have been redeemed to the Father. That's what they said. and have redeemed us to God by your blood. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. And verse 10, he says, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. We shall reign on the earth. Amen. So I was kind of researching that, right? Because we've all heard it. Mm-hmm. Amen. And if you look in Revelation 3:21 and Revelation 20, verse 4, amen, we're going to reign with Christ. Believers are going to rule with Christ. It's not a lateral. We're not going to be lateral with Christ. We're going to be under Christ. But we're going to rule with him. That's what the word says. You're going to reign with him. Amen. And you know what? If you read those verses, it's not only going to be in heaven, it's going to be on earth. When the new earth comes, we're going to be ruling with Christ. As a matter of fact, it's during the millennial kingdom, we're going to be ruling with Christ. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Amen.
He's the one that's going to make us worthy of ruling. Amen. It says believers are going to rule with him. We're going to rule the earth. Amen.
Amen.
And that's as far as I can take it, because I don't know, you know, how that is going to be set up. It's just that we are going to rule and reign with Christ. And it says, amen, it says in Romans 8:17. Go to Romans 8:17. We're going to finish very quickly. Go to Romans 8:17. Hallelujah. Tell me if you have it. Romans 8:17. If you have it, read it out loud. Is that okay? Or do you want me to read it?
Yes.
Romans 8:17
says, and if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together.
Amen.
Amen. Heirs with Christ. We inherit with Christ. Amen. We are heirs with Christ. So we're going to rule with Christ. We're going to inherit what's been given to the Son. Hallelujah. He's going to share with us. Amen. Hallelujah. Because kings, right? That's royal birth, right? Jesus is royalty, and we are the body of Christ, which royalty comes down to us. You are kings. And the word says you are priests. Amen.
Yeah.
And it says, go to this I'd like you to read. Go to 1 Peter. Go to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4 and 5. Because I was looking this up, priests. In what capacity are we going to be priests? Because the word says kings and priests. We are kings and priests. Look at that. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 to 5. And then chapter 9.
Amen.
You have it, read it.
As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by humans, but chosen by God and precious to him. You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices, accepted to God through Jesus Christ.
And read verse 9.
Okay. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praise of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Priest, a royal priesthood. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. To declare the and to pronounce praises to his name. Hallelujah. So we're going to be functioning in these areas. Amen. The word we're going to be, it says, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And a priest to our God, we're going to be offering praises to our God. Are we going to be leading the people in praises? Probably. Because there is no sacrifices needed now. Right? So it would be praises to our God. Amen?
Amen.
Because, you know, we're going to reign and rule. So who are you going to reign and rule over? People.
Yes.
You're going to lead them in worship. Lead them in praises to our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then it says, then I looked and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, the living creatures, and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. Amen?
Yes.
Hallelujah. We spoke about the living creatures back a couple of chapters ago, or in chapter 4, so we're not going to go back there. They're angels. They're a different form of angels, okay? They're not really creatures. They're angels, amen? Different type of angels, seraphim, amen? So we're going to, what does it say here? It says that he heard a voice of many angels, and it says 10,000 times 10,000 of thousands, okay? A myriad is equal to 10,000, a myriad.
Mm-hmm.
Myriad. So it's literally millions of angels who are going to proclaim the worthiness of Christ to receive, and he's going to receive boundless praise from all these angels. I can't even fathom that amount. Amen?
Amen.
And what were they saying in a loud voice? Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessings. Hallelujah. Ooh. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Worthy is the Lamb. We have to look at Christ. He's worthy. We have to praise him. He was slain. We have to praise him. Hallelujah. He's worthy to receive strength and honor and glory and blessings and wisdom and power. The Father has given him all these things. We're not the ones that gave him this. God gave him this. The Father, power and wisdom and glory. We praise him. Hallelujah. We recognize his glory. Amen?
Amen.
But his glory
Amen.
Comes from the Father.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as in the sea and all that are in them, I heard saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb, forever and ever. Amen?
Amen.
What gets you from that? What stands out? What stands out? What stands out? What did it say? It said what? And every creature, hallelujah, every creature will be compelled to praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. We'll be compelled to praise the Lord. It doesn't matter who it is, believer, unbeliever, whatever it is, God is going to receive praises from everyone. From everyone. Even those that denied him will have to praise him, for he is God. Amen?
Amen.
And I'm going to leave you with this. Let's go to Philippians 2. Philippians chapter 2. 9 to 11. Tell me when you're there. Philippians 2, 9 to 11. You there? And what does it say?
Therefore,
Philippians 2, 9 to, if anybody wants to read it, go ahead. Read it out loud.
Philippians 9?
Yeah, Philippians chapter 2, start at 9, go to 11.
Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those in the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Every creature will have to confess. Every creature will have to praise. Every creature will have to confess that he is Lord.
Amen.
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 And the Father will be glorified.
Amen.
Everything we do that is right and that is aligned with what Jesus requires will glorify God the Father.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
It won't glorify us. Amen. I remember the scripture that says that everything you do, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Amen. And in this way, God the Father receives the glory and he will reward you publicly. But we don't glorify ourselves. Amen. So whatever you do for the glory of God, keep it to yourself. And let God get the glory. Let God get the glory. Amen?
Amen.
And then it said, then the four living creatures said amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him who lives forever and ever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
And that's it, folks. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. That's chapter 5. And it wasn't long, and aren't we glad? And I hope that you're all blessed. Amen. Learning the Word of God. Amen.
Amen.